Our favourite time of the week when we get to talk to Robbie Slater. Morning, mate.
Laurie, what's happening? TK, how's Michael Platini going?
Well, you know what? I'm going better than he is.
Yeah, probably true, son. But you know what? Once he gets out, he's got a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he's hidden that cash
somewhere. Yeah, you know what? If he goes to jail, that cash is not going to do him any good at all.
Oh, come on. Let's not start wishing jail on people at this time of the morning.
No. Now, Rob,
I'll tell you what we want to do. We want to wish success on people, Rob.
But I know. That's exactly right. Successful people are happy people.
Exactly
right. So I'm at it again. I'm dog napping. The dog flipped over.
Oh, gee, have you got the plastic bag you carry around with you all the time, just in
you
case?
You needed a plastic bag. I think he's done something on the balcony.
Oh, dear. Oh, TK just pulled a little dog plastic bag out of his pocket. What, did you walk the dog yesterday?
Mate, there's not a pair of pants or jacket I haven't got a spare little poo bag in.
Oh, no.
Poo bag in. Hey, Robbie, speaking of poo bag, is it a poo idea or not? Second division for the A-League, and then you'll have promotion and relegation.
Well, you know, this is just fanciful. I mean, you know, you need to get the first division right, which is the Hyundai A-League first, before you can have a second division. The idea of it is, you know, spot on. Ideally, football around the country is, around the world, sorry, is the, you know, promotion relegation in most countries, I'd imagine. But we're not in that position yet. For me, we're a long way from that position. We need to sort out the Hyundai A-League as in the first position before we start thinking about second divisions. For me, it's just fanciful at this stage.
Yeah. I just want to know how they'd fund it.
Well, also, yeah, well, one, fund it. Look, I think there's got to be some sort of place, or however they work out after the pathways, for young players coming up to play. I don't know if you call that a second division, but at the moment, I mean, if you've got promotion relegation, say for instance, right, hypothetically, Sydney FC or Western Sydney finish last, which can happen, as we know in sport, anything can happen. So they get relegated. Now, the owner of Sydney FC or Western Sydney have paid five. I think they pay more for the franchises now. So what happens to that? So how do you expect to attract investors when you're saying, well, you know, you can throw $7 or $8 million at it, but, you know, mate, if you get relegated, you're gone.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Robbie, because I know a couple of the clubs, and David Gallop has said this, that, you know, if they haven't got the criteria, certain criteria, well, we can remove them from the A-League. If your A-League clubs haven't got that criteria in place and they're struggling.
Everyone's struggling, mate.
But how do you expect the second division
you
clubs
can't.
To happen?
Everyone's struggling. Everyone's struggling in virtually every code.
I always say, right, I think it's a good way to put it. I don't know for the reason why, whether it's just where we live or, you know, the country we're in or there's not enough to go around. But AFL and rugby league have been around for over 100 years and you guys don't have promotion and relegation.
Well, and most of the clubs are, close enough to break.
And most of them struggle as well, Rob.
Yeah. That's not a criticism of rugby league and AFL. It's just a fact. Yeah. You do not have promotion and relegation.
No.
You guys have been there for 100 years. I just don't see how we're going to be able to do it.
No.
After 14 years.
And I'd like to see a few more clubs in the A-League before they went to promotion and relegation.
Well, successful clubs.
Well, that's what I mean. But get that right, as Robbie said.
Yeah, mate. I couldn't. It's ridiculous for a country our size. We've got the most competitive football market in the world. There's no doubt about it. With our talent split.
I don't see how that's going to happen. I've said that since the first time I ever heard it.
No, you haven't.
Concentrating on getting the first division running properly.
Plus, we've got the women's game, which demands some cash as well, mate. This is going to be terrific. 5 a.m. Sunday morning, the Matildas, $2.35 at tab.com.au, playing Norway in Nice. Norway at $2.80. Mossy's tipping 2-1. Matildas, what are you tipping?
I'm feeling the same result.
Okay.
And I didn't even hear Mossy say that. And I'm feeling tight game. And Norway, obviously, good side. They're without their best player, who hasn't been there for a while, to be fair. Ada Hegerberg is the current World Player of the Year, and she doesn't place in dispute with the Federation over the treatment of the women's game. We're you know, we've bounced into some kind of form after that first loss to Italy. Not perfect. I mean, there were moments even against Jamaica. I mean, it looks very flattering, 4-0, thanks to Sam Kerr, but 4-1, sorry. But when Jamaica scored, we did have some shaky moments before Sam Kerr scored another 3 goals. So, yeah, it's kind of tight, but I'm going to tip the Matildas by 2-1. And listen, you can't be tipping anything else. You've got to be a patriot.
No, you're certainly right there, mate. We wish the Matildas all the best, and hopefully on Monday morning when we're talking to you, the Matildas mm-hmm. have won and they've moved their way through to the next stage of the World Cup. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Good on you, boys. See you, mate.